I woke up this morning thinking, oh good, I get to go to Reedsburg today. I've never been here before in my life. And what an auspicious occasion to be here for the very first time, the blessing of this chapel. As your new bishop, I hope to get to every parish and every school in my first year. So that might be a noble ambition, but I think I can do it, one community at a time. And I feel such welcome, such deep faith, such generosity, such joy in our priests, our deacons, our religious, our lay leaders, and our people. And I certainly feel that already today. And this chapel is a beautiful testimony to your intense love for Jesus and your desire to extend his kingdom within more and more hearts to all the people that belong to this parish and to bring many more people into that reign of grace. So I congratulate you, Father David and Father Peter, Deacon Ron, your lay leadership, all of the members of this community. What an extraordinary moment this is today. Because a year ago, this chapel was just a beautiful idea. And here already, we're inside its walls, dedicating it, consecrating it to such a sacred purpose. And for that, we give praise and glory to God. And I give praise and glory to God for all of you and your beautiful faith as we celebrate this moment of consecration. The three readings chosen for our liturgy today speak of the sacredness of place. So in the first reading, we see that Jacob has his dream of the ladder leading to heaven, and he wakes up and he says, this place is the gateway to heaven. I didn't know it, but this is a sacred place. In the second reading, we hear how Jesus is crucified outside of the city gate, and we think of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem that houses both Golgotha and the Tomb of the Resurrection. So I was struck when I went to Israel for the first time. It's only a few steps away from the place where Jesus was crucified to where he was buried and rose from the dead. It reminds us it's only 3 days between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. It's only a few steps from this life of struggle and of obscure faith to the glory of heaven, that the cross and the resurrection exist within our lives as the fullness of the Paschal mystery, the sacred place. And in the gospel, in Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well, this well becomes the place where Jesus has this conversation with her and sets her heart on fire. So she goes back to her village and says, let me introduce this man who told me everything I had done. So she becomes this witness to the Lord Jesus because she encountered him in this particular spot. So today, we ask the Lord to consecrate and bless this place as a place that is sacred, as a place that is set aside for a holy purpose. Contemplate with me for a moment all the people that will come into this chapel to experience Eucharistic adoration, who will walk into the presence of the Son of God and the King of Heaven, perhaps with a heavy heart, perhaps with many prayer intentions, perhaps with joy and praise, always leaving here somehow transformed and deeply moved because Jesus has taken up his abode among us in this sacred place, in the power of the Eucharist. How many times will the sacrifice of the Mass be offered on this altar that we consecrate today and lay within it a relic of St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests? That sacredness of place reminds us that every holy spot in the world, so we think of the Basilica of Guadalupe in Mexico City, or the Grotto at Lourdes, or St. Peter's Basilica, every tabernacle, every sanctuary, every chapel, every parish in the world, all these sacred places point to the one ultimate sacred place. And that ultimate sacred place is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to which your parish has been dedicated all of these years. So within the Sacred Heart of Christ, we find the mercy and the love of God. The whole goal of this life is to come to dwell within that beating, fiery heart through the power of the gospel proclaimed and the grace of the sacraments celebrated. That we enter into the vast, beautiful world of the resurrection, both in the liturgy, but that our whole life becomes this indwelling in Jesus, even as Jesus indwells within us. There's that beautiful passage in John's gospel where Jesus says, those who love me and keep my commandments, we will come to that person and we will make our dwelling with that person. The beauty of sanctifying grace, the truth that God loves us so much that he wants to come and dwell within each one of us so that we become a living stone in the temple of the church. So that sacred place is the sacred heart. That sacred place is also here, but that sacred place is also each one of us. And that's the glory of the immensity of God's love for us. So as we celebrate this remarkable occasion, I just invite you to ponder with me the beauty of Christ's love for you. And I pray that when you leave today and go home, that in some small way, and perhaps it will only bear fruit later, but that in some way each one of us comes to realize in just a slightly deeper way the immensity of Christ's love for us, how precious we are to him, how urgent the task that lies before us, to share with all of the people around us that this glory of God's mercy made manifest in Jesus crucified and risen. That we come here then to drink deeply from that well of Christ's heart, to allow ourselves to be burned by the flames of his love, that we become so transformed into his image that we become extensions of his mercy in this world. For the last four pontificates, we have heard every pope speak of evangelization. And sometimes we get scared by that word. But what it really means is to go out and to proclaim to everyone we meet this man that we have come to discover as the Son of God, this Jesus Christ who has transformed us, who has forgiven us, and who saves us. We're all here this morning because in one way or another, Jesus has powerfully put his hand on your heart and entered into your life. So I invite you to ponder the question, what are those moments? How have I experienced the Lord Jesus? And for each one of us to make a commitment to come into this sacred place on a regular basis and to adore the Lord. Just as you can't be outside in the blazing sun and not get sunburnt, so too you can't come before the presence of the Eucharistic Christ and not be burnt by the Holy Spirit, and to be so transformed that God completely fills us, changes us, transforms us, and saves us. I encouraged a good friend of mine to start doing Eucharistic adoration a few years ago, and she went and she said, what do I do in there for an hour? You know, how do I fill up that hour, right? An hour seems like a really long time to pray when you're not used to it. So I said, bring spiritual reading, bring the rosary, bring your Bible, use all of those wonderful gifts and tools of prayer that the church offers us. If you talk to her today, she'd say an hour isn't enough. An hour isn't enough, because the more time we spend in front of the Lord, the more we fall in love with him who has loved us so graciously and so unconditionally. So may this chapel always be a place where people come to know and experience the love of the Lord Jesus and to fall in love with God, even as he has fallen in love with us. So please know my deep gratitude, my deep affection, and my prayer for you. Ask me to come back here often for things. I love helping out with fish fries, festivals, doing masses. Anything that gets me out of the office, I'm all for it. So you're only an hour away from where I live. But again, our deepest congratulations, Father, to you and to your parish. Next month, you celebrate the 50th anniversary of the building of the current church. I can't think of a more apt way to celebrate that anniversary than to inaugurate this sacred place where Jesus will live forever in the tabernacle. This tabernacle that's empty and open, think of it as a symbol of us without Christ, right? Without Christ, we're empty and hopefully open. And Christ comes to fill us. Christ comes to dwell within us as his Eucharistic presence will come to dwell in this tabernacle from this day forward, forever, hopefully till the end of the world, that generations not yet born will come into this place. And it all begins today as we consecrate this sacred space to the Eucharistic Christ. For all of that, we give thanks and praise to God.